Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today is the Yahrzeit of the Gaon, Tzaddik, Ma'aron Shel Yisrael, Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzaddik, Kodesh Levracha. And I thought that nothing would be more appropriate than saying Divrei Zikaron in memory of the distinguished leader, Gaon Tzaddik, Baal Ruach HaKodesh. So much to say about the Chazon Ish. So much has been written about the Chazon Ish. So this year is going to be based on the Hesped given by Moran HaGaon Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal for the Chazon Ish. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, El Shmua Ki Bov Nomes Kolev. We hear this Shmua. And that comes and every heart is melted. Yecheskel Chof Aleph Yud Beis. Chazon Ish has been taken, and that of course leads to a melting of all hearts. Chazon Ish learned from his youth, Biyegiya Atzuma Torah L'shma, and he was zoicha to be mechabel chiburim la'amita shel Torah b'chol miktsois ha'alocha. In Sanhedrin it says in Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Kishachol Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnesu Dalet Zikenim Levakroi. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda, was ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Nana, Rabbi Tarfon, Vyomar, Tova Tali Yisrael, Katipa Shel, Mitipa Shel Gishomim. There as he got sick, four Zikenim came in to visit him. Rabbi Tarfon, one of them said, you are better for the Jewish people, more than a drop of rain. Shetipa Shel Gishomim, Boilam Hazev, Rebbe Boilam Hazev, Boilam Haba. Rain is only beneficial in this world. But you, Rebbe, are beneficial in this world and in the next world. And Rabbi Yehuda spoke, Tova tell Yisrael mi gal gal acham, you're better than the greater for the Jewish people than the sun. Ayin sham in the Gemara. Chazon Ish, even though he sat b'dalad amosav in his private dalad amos from his youth, nevertheless he was toiv le Yisrael gam bo elam haze. Toirosoy v'kedushaso hichrizu alav misoiv ha'olam ve'ad sofo. Everybody heard about his Torah, his kedusha, in the very existence of such a Talmud Chacham, who's mekayim all of his days v'higisa bo yoimam v'layla v'shinantam ve'amkus gedoylo beru otzum la'mita shel Torah v'kedusha v'tahara reza mashpi al kol ador. Tov atah li'Yisrael. And memela, when he goes away, there's a great chalal, there's a great hollowness and empty space that we lack his hashpah. He wasn't officially a Rav. He wasn't a Magid Shir. He wasn't a Rebbe. He was a Baal HaBayis, a Poshta Baal HaBayis, and for dozens of years, for decades, his Parnassa was from a little store that his wife ran. And Dafka, because of that, he was Zorcha to what he was Zorcha, and to other people weren't Zorcha. Because he was Oved as Hashem B'chol Koy Choysov, and he was Mekabel on himself, Omel HaTorah B'meloi Mashmos HaMunach. He didn't have to stop learning for anything. He just kept going on and on, learning and learning. And nothing was compelling him. He didn't have Balabatim compelling him to do things, to say things. He wasn't forced to say a shir, so that would compel him to sometimes maybe make up chidushim that aren't necessarily true. He wasn't officially the leader. He could just be focus all of his energies in serving Hashem be'emes, u'betamim, be'yosher, l'shma, without any pnios, without any netios, in any direction. The footnote says in one place that his dream is to be able to do what he's doing without any official title. But it's impossible, he said. He needs to be the Rosh Yeshiva in order to have the Hashpah. And that's definitely Derech Olam, that you need the Shteller, you need the Tafkid. Chazon Ish somehow, without any official task, was still able to be such an incredible leader and guide for Klal Yisrael. But that was the mezmaila, was that he wasn't limited by any official position, by any official title. It says in Yirmiyahu Perek Vav Pasuk Chavav, Evel Yochid Asilach, Gadol Miyuchadu Evelam Shel Toiv Sei Torah, Asher Rakim Yicholim Laharich Nechona B'Midat Ma. האבדה הגדולה בהיעדר מאיתנו האיש, אשר כל כולו תורה. קשש קשש סילוקם של צדיקים, יוסם מחורבן בית המקדש, the passing of צדיקים, is worse than the destruction of the בית המקדש. Because מיום שחרב בית המקדש, אין לו לקדוש ברוך הוא בעולם, אלא ארבע אמות של הלכה. And these ארבע אמות is the place of all the השפעות and the שורות של שכינה in כלל ישראל. So בסילוקם של צדיקים, הרי נחרב, מרכז הקדושה. When the tzaddikim go away, the central kedusha of Klal Yisrael has been destroyed. The Ashras HaShechina, the dwelling of the Shechina in Klal Yisrael, has been removed. No more Dalet Amos. Mishacharev Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina is centralized in the Arab Amos Shel Halacha. When the tzaddik is taken, we even lose that. From the Arab Amos of the Chazon Ish, there was Torah that spread out to the entire world. The Torah is called the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Brachas Nenvav Amid Beis. V'shiras HaBe'er V'parsha Schukas is talking about Torah. Nidarem Nenei Amid Aleph, Erev Nendalad Amid Beis, Avos Vav, Shne Beis, Ve'od Ve'od. Be'er Chafaru Asarim Karu HaNedivei Am. That the master, the ministers, dug a well. And it was dug by the prominent people of the nation. Well known that Abeir is Novea Tamid Maim Chadoshim Gra Biur Mishlei Perikei Pasuk Tesvav. A well is always flowing with new waters, and so too Torah. Always new. That's in Yom Chidushei Torah. B'chol Mashe Talmid Vosik Osid Lechadesh Nitan LeMoshe B'Sinai. Anything that a Talmid Vosik is going to be Mechadesh was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, as we see in numerous places in Chazal. שצריך להעמיק ולצלול למעמקי הבאר ולחשוף את מימיה, ולפי התמעטות וירידת הדורות, הדברים שהוא פשוטים מלפנים צריכים פירוש וברור מתוך יגיעה. So what was simple in the earlier generations requires now toil, and that's the gather of חידושי תורה, like Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes. חידושי תורה means, the more you learn, the more things become clear. כל זמן שאתה ממשמש בהם, אתה מוצא בהם טעם, the more you learn, just like the Gemara compares this to a child suckling from his mother. The more he suckles, the more he finds new milk. The more you learn Torah, the more you find new chidushim, new understandings. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, "Ukshemar belachzor nisbor beze taimum perushim shenitzchadshu." The more you chazer, the more you understand. That's called chidushei Torah. Whether it's you see what somebody else already said or you have your own new understanding. But the yesod is to just chazer and chazer and chazer, to get a deeper and deeper understanding of the Torah. The Torah is a well. It never becomes dry. There's always more. ועלו החזוני שישיר את התורה ואת הדור בחידושיו, כי הרי זכה לדלות, לחשוף, לגלות ולחדש. חזניש enriched the Torah world with its chedushim, because he was able to reveal, to say novel interpretations and explanations in all mekzos haTorah. Hayah kol kulo kadosh la'amal haTorah. He didn't have any netios, he didn't have any echrechim, even the shem shamayim. Everything was Torah, and not. He had no other motivation other than learning Hashem's Torah and being davik b'Hashem. Because of that, he was ben asarim ben nedivei am. He was be'er karu asarim, be'er chafaru asarim karu nedivei am. He was digging the well of Torah, the be'er mayim chaim. The Gran Mishlei heitesvav and the pasuk shesem mayim yibocha benoizle mitoch be'erecha. He writes, "V'zeu shtei mayim yibocha tchila idei giya." Drink water from your pit. First, there's toil. And afterwards it's going to flow from your well. It's going to be a Maya Novea. First you learn, you work hard, and then all of a sudden the Chedushim come. Amru Chazal, שלא נתגלה מתן שכרן של מצוות כדי שיעסקו בכולן. משל המלך שיהיה לו פרדס ובתורה עצמה מכל שכן שרצון הקדוש ברוך שיעשו בכולה ובכל פרטיה וענפיה. Chazal didn't tell us the schar of mitzvahs because Hashem wants us to keep all the mitzvahs. If we knew what the schar, we'd go for the grand slam. We wouldn't want to just get a single. So too with Torah, you have to be osek in all of Torah and all the details, and that's what the Chazon Ish did. He was osek with all the cheshbonos and the shiurim and the technical details. Everything was the same. You have a question about the international dateline, you go to the Chazon Ish. Medical questions, the Chazon Ish. Ki noch nafshei de Rabbi Yochanan pasach le Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar kosh hayom l'Yisrael ki yom bo ha-shemesh b'tzoraim d'chtiv ve'eveti ha-shemesh b'tzoraim kach b'moed katan chafeyam ad-bet. When Rabbi Yochanan died, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said that this day is difficult to the Jewish people, like the day where the sun set in the afternoon, as it says in the book of Amos, in the 8th chapter in the 9th pasuk, I brought the sun in the afternoon. בפסוק זה נאמר על מותו של יאשיהו. היינו שם בגמרא, זה יומו של יאשיהו. יאשיהו died when he was young. מלאכם בייז, חוף בייז. He's 39 years old. ובשיא עבודתו, הוא הרים את דרגת העם, עיכב את חורבן הבית וגלות ישראל. אדם שכבר נגזרה גזרה ממות מנשה, היינו מלאכם בית חוף א' י' ב'. חף ב' פסוק א', פסוק חף. ואחריו כבר עלה מלך בבל על ישראל, so you have this מלך יאשיהו, who died young, he was elevating the people, he postponed, suspended the חורבן, and then after he died, מלך בבל came upon the Jewish people. So we understand how his death was ביאס השמש בצהריים, he was so young, the sun came while the sun set in the middle of the day. Rabbi Yochanan lived a very long life, as it says in the Sefer Seder HaDeres. אז למה קראו עליו את הפסוק הזה, של קש היום לישראל כיום שבא שמש בצהריים, בא שמש בצהריים. החושך, when the darkness comes, in the proper time, יש פה תועלת. Like the Gor writes in HaDeres Eliyahu, the מנוחס העבודים, so people can rest. But it doesn't say about darkness, kitov, ve'ara to'or kitov, not darkness. It is also a loss. When the darkness comes in the middle of the day, when people are working, all there is loss, because this is the time to work. And that's why they said this pasuk about Rabbi Yochanan, even though he was old. Ba'ashim shabat zorayim, because he was still helping people, he was still doing important things. It was for him, it was zorayim, you're right, he was old, but it was still zorayim. He was in a generation of Shmad and Gzeris. They needed him. When the Chazal lived 120 years. According to the Seder HaDeres, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 5 years before he died. כך קוראים גם אנו על מרן החזון איש, והבאתי השמש בצהריים. עיקר פרסומו וכוח השפעתו היו בשנים האחרונות. The older he got, until he was like 50, then come on, nobody heard of him. Came to Eretz Israel, he was unknown. Very, very quiet. But the more he lived, the more the door realized who they had. And then when he died, it was too early, even though he wasn't a young man, but still. The door needed him, so it's Ba Shemesh B'Tzaraim, just like Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that we mentioned earlier, he said, the Rebbe, we need you in this world and in the next world. Olam Hazeh, when we need you in this world, Samar and Yonah Olam Hazeh. Torah says in Mishlei Perek Ches Pasuk Yedad, Li Eitzav Sushia, I give you counsel. Rabbi Meir Oimer, if somebody learns Torah, the Shema, many men are Eitzav Sushia, so people get Eitzes from him. In the Sefer Keser Roish, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, no samach test in the name of the Gra. He writes, Gil Rabbeinu del sod liga chaitzim in a Torah of Anish Yilmet b'cheshek Ra v'ad shiid meloi kemud. Kelo emar lishma. Kelo emed lishma. Vaz lach shabal mevukashim lasas un lachto v'kfi she'ala el adas el zken yase v'zo yatsas at Torah. V'kora v'biyur agra l'mishlei v'tiperik tetzayim psukim alav v'bet. Ayin sham bagra. So the Keser Roshi says that the Gra is Megala, the secret to take Eitzah from the Torah. Learn with Cheshek. Feel like you're learning Lishma. And then think about what you want to do. And whatever you comes into your mind, that's the Eitzah of the Torah. And that was the Chazanish's Maila. People would come to him for anything and everything. And he would give amazing Eitzahs because he was learning Torah Lishma. For the Prat and for the Klal. So I'll say, Igra the Hespeda Deluya, the schar of the Hespeda is the being elevated from the Hespeda. Shil Medumi Drachav. And we should learn from his ways. Tov Lelechas al Beis Ovel, Lelechas al Beis Mishneh. Better to go to the house of the Ovel than the house of the Mishneh. V'achai Yiten Aliba. Why is that? Because v'achayitena libo, because you take it to heart. And we're not here forever. And to learn from the Nifter, what you can learn. And realize that all you take with you at the end of the day are your Torah and Ma'asim Tovim. Nothing else. Not the Ferrari, not the house, not the credit cards, not the phone. Just Torah and mitzvahs. And the Chazon Ish knew that. What did the Chazon Ish have in life? He suffered so much. He was so poor. He was so sickly and so weak. He writes in one place, he quotes, I think, the Rashba, and he says, but I don't have it with me now. Eino matzui etzli. What did he mean? He was lying in bed writing his Chedushim, and he didn't have the koch to stand up and get the Rashba off the shelf. Eino matzui etzli. He said, when you touch him, he feels it in all of his bones. Just somebody touch him lightly. He was so fragile. And yet he was still zeicha to write such incredible svarim, be such a light to Klal Yisrael. So today on his Yuritzayt, Yom HaDeilula, his neshama is going higher and we should be mischaber to him. And not only will it be lili nishmasu, it will be lili nishmasenu. And we should be zeicha mitzvah Hashem b'karov to Pilam Avis Nanetzach, Amlach Hashem Lakim Dumi HaKopanim. It's Hashem, we'll see all the tzaddikim and tzidkanios coming back. Nikla Kvod Hashem, Amen v'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweet Israel.